dictation. Fifth of June patient, Carol, K-A-R-E-L, Keblaitis, K-E-B-L-A-I-T-I-S, date of birth 10-6-1945. Carol Keblaitis was seen for evaluation of fatigue and tiredness, per paragraph. She previously has had chronic Epstein-Barr virus syndrome, which has been present since July 2022, period. She has tiredness, which is intermittent and appears to be worse during the day compared with the morning, and denies specific symptoms of a thyroid hormone imbalance, such as aches or cramps, or difficulty swallowing or hoarseness, per paragraph. Has history significant for uterine cancer in 2018, and asthma, per paragraph. So, family history is notable for anxiety and depression in her father, and also a family history of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, colon, she has worked as a real estate homes director, per paragraph. Current medication, colon, levothyroxine 0.05 milligrams daily, comma, for the past 3 or 4 years, per paragraph. General review is notable for occasional cough after COVID two years ago and goiter. She also has increased stress, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, common weight 145 pounds, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart syndrome over the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. Previously, common, she has had biopsies of her thyroid performed, which did not show cancer. And recently, she has had a cortisol level of 3.3, comma, ACDH of less than 5, comma, both suppressed, but were performed during or in relation to prednisone therapy, period. Her TSH is 3.35, per paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter with benign findings in biopsy and hypothyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, period. She has secondary adrenal insufficiency from pituitary downregulation from previous steroid exposure, per paragraph. I've increased her levothyroxine to 9 pills per week and have recommended a reevaluation in about 2 months' time, period. In the meantime, comma, I recommend she not have exogenous steroid hormone treatment, if possible, and the cortisol and ACTH will be repeated, per paragraph. Next patient, Samia, S-A-M-I-A, Abdel Mahmoud, A-B-D-E-L-M-A-H-M-O-U-D, date of birth 6-1-1952, paragraph. Samia Abdel Mahmoud was seen for evaluation of multinodular goiter, per paragraph. She had no specific symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance when seen, and the findings were in her thyroid were identified during evaluation for cardiac disease and possible carotid artery stenosis in a hospital setting, per paragraph. Past history significant for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and atrial fibrillation, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. General review is really is unremarkable, and she has no problem with swallowing or hoarseness, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, common weight 204 pounds, and BMI is 34 period, the pulse 72 per minute period. The thyroid gland was palpable, but there was no electrical lymphadenopathy period. The heart sounds were normal, lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period. Paragraph. I reviewed the results of an ultrasound of her thyroid, which shows a multinodular goiter with small nodules identified in both lobes, period. Paragraph. Impression multinodular goiter in a patient with normal thyroid balance and atrial fibrillation on anticoagulants, per paragraph. Because of her somewhat protracted course in hospital and with her being on anticoagulants, comma, I recommend delaying further evaluation with a possible thyroid biopsy until later this fall, per paragraph. I've asked her to return for follow-up in October and will consider fine needle aspiration biopsy under ultrasound direction at that point, per paragraph. Next patient, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Aquilar, A-G-U-I-L-A-R. Date of birth, 3/18/1978. Deborah Aguilar was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She has been hypothyroid for about 10 years and has no specific complaints suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance on this visit, per paragraph. Past history is notable for sickle cell trait. Per paragraph, family history is positive for sickle cell disease, and her mother had hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history colon, she works as an RN, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams daily, comma, started about 2 weeks ago, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable apart from perimenopausal symptoms and history of hypothyroidism, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 118 over 76, comma, weight 143 pounds, BMI is 25, period. The pulse 68 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there was no electrical lymphadenopathy, period. The heart was normal, lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period. Paragraph. Impression, hypothyroidism, now likely second Hashimoto's thyroiditis with perimenopausal state, period. Paragraph. I've asked that she repeat the TSH in about before the end of June and to fax the results to this office, per paragraph. Follow up in due course, paragraph of dictation.